and you are here, and I'm alive, and I'm here on A Moment with Charles. On behalf of Breakthrough Life Church in Brampton, Ontario, Canada, I welcome you on this platform with joy, excitement, happiness, knowing that you are alive, you are well, and you are able to be part of this movement. The Power Series is what I'm doing, and today my topic is the power of agreement. The power of agreement. What is agreement? Agreement is a relationship between two people, or more than two people, one group on this side, one group on this side, and they come together and they agree over a situation. You can also create your own power of agreement between yourself and the goal that you have set before you. But the power of agreement in the spirit is a huge, big atomic bomb whereby you connect with heaven concerning your situation. So when we say power of agreement, what we are saying is, as you agree with the vision that you're holding in your hand, you receive a supernatural confidence, energy, trust, ability to push concerning whatever you're looking for, to bring it into fulfillment. And as a child of God, as a Christian, or for that matter, any other person, you must build an inborn confidence and boldness. Say, I will finish this. I am going to do this. I am going to finish it. And you push yourself so hard so that you can finish it. You understand that? So the power of agreement is two people, or you yourself and the vision that you're holding, coming together and say, I will do this. I am going to finish this. I'm going to read my Bible today, and I'm going to finish this chapter, or I'm going to go to work. I'm going to work full 8 hours, or I'm going to go to the mall or the farm or the market, and this is what I'm going to do. And then you do it, and then you finish it. Now, let's talk about praying for your destiny and using the power of agreement. When you agree with a goal, a plan, a desire in your heart, you put together an ability, a skill, an insight, an idea, a temperament to be sure that you finish it. And nothing stops you from what? Finishing it. Glory be to God. You put together a power base that drive you, that push you, that you don't settle for anything less. And you do it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let us pray right now. Father God, I thank you that the vision I'm holding in my heart, I am in agreement with that vision, and I lift it up to you, O God, and I'm asking you for your mighty hands to bless the work, bless the thought, bless the idea, bless what is in my heart, that I will be successful and I will be victorious in the name of Jesus. Whatever is in my head, Lord, I release it in your hands, and I'm saying, Father God, my mind is made up to succeed. My mind is made up to succeed. Somebody say amen. My mind is made up to succeed. Say amen. My mind is made up to win the battle. Say amen. My mind is made up that my child, my children, they will do very well in life. My mind is made up that I'll push and go forward. Father, I release my mind to your hands. Every fear is removed, and rather peace come upon my mind. Health upon my body. Strength upon my bones. The money that I need to spend has come in. I am in agreement that my days of being rich is now. I am no longer poor. You see that? You pray and you confidently say, I am in agreement to succeed in the name of Jesus. I will do well in this life. All conditions will turn around to my favor in the name of Jesus. Amen. So when you come into agreement, you are determined to succeed. You are determined to win. So you push yourself so that you will fulfill the reason why you have set your mind on that goal. May the Lord bless you even as you walk in the power of agreement. As you walk in the power of agreement, may God go with you. May He give you victory. May He bless the work of your hands and establish you, you and your children. Thank you for joining me on The Moment with Charles. We lift up our hands and we praise the Lord and we exalt Him. I cannot wait to see you on the next episode of the Power Series. Bye now.